Could you see that enough at night time is enough? You don't have to sleep at night time. Just all night time passed by, it's enough. You don't have to be sleeping though. Someone says no. Hosom over there ben esnamnim means he's dozing off. Not that he's up all night, but he's dozing off. That's all considered like he's sleeping. Heichidam, what's the case? Misnamnim. Heichidam misnamnim. Amar Rav Ashi niyam v'leinim. He's dozing, sleeping, but not sleeping. Tir v'leitir, he's up, but not completely up. That means like dozing off. What does that mean? To correlate, we call in the Ono, and he answers. But v'leyoda laduri svar can't answer back. A good svar can't answer back. V'chi mitkule, when we remind him, though, mitka reminds himself. Tanu learn like this. His skin v'shana pig woke up in the morning, learned the perek mishnayis, ain't the word, that's not considered very tough anymore. Because that also sweetens off his breath. The Yad Kama of Yudah Bashel Omer Abashi Omer Abloza Kol Shiyotz Roiv Dibur Sholoshoyis. Who then, if he speaks the amount that he usually speaks within 3 hours, says also is Mavato the Kodesh or the Reich. So Reich has to mean that before he spoke, he's 3 hours worth in the morning. So it means Vekitsa that he slept last night, and also did not eat since last night, and also did not speak 3 hours worth of talking in the morning. Then the next case is May Grisin. Lisa. What does that mean to say? Grisin Vishapul. If you say the Mishnah was soaking just these beans in water. Salema Laobinya, let's say Misalil Rashlakish should be approved to Rashlakish. The Yom Rashlakish says that right Tafut Sarakhya in Kolechud Viyachod. That was all these other six Samana mostly have to have some spit there. That's why here was liquidy, maybe it means with the spit. So it says you have to chew it, so Pashta means with the spit. Someone says, no, Dilma may be here, Dilma Havla de Puma Malim. Maybe just the heat of the mouth was enough, but that you have to have the spit. Masnis and Lekrebuddha, the tiny Lekrebuddha I know. Megrisin Rasech, it has to be hot Megrisin. And also, the Oivish, eat and take a melech before you put salt inside this grisin. So, my Masha, what's the proof to say the high Yoivish, Lashon Oivish means Lishton, that doom means before? Or Merav Nachman, by Yitzel, the Amakor, the Postic says, the Yorat Sachimoy, the Derech Hakikom, Vayavaras Akushi, went before the Kushi. Abayram Yochman, this Postic, the Oivish, Lifneim, he went in front of him, Mashman before. The voice him, if you want to tell him, Yochman, Vayavar Malachim, Lifneim, Vashem Bereshim, Mashman before. So from these three tutsim we have a right to say that the word v'yovah means from before. Then it says the Mishnah Meiraglayim shechemitzu urine that became old. Tony we learned kama chemitzu wasn't meant to say it became sour, it became spoiled like. Shloishiyom has to be 3 days old. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol shira chachom v'ksamim tzor shielish urine. You have to know exactly what shear we're talking about. Is it shear for the shear? You have to know whether it's the yellow or the zokin, is the urine from the young child or from an older person. The isha from a man or from an isha. Mechusim and megulim, was it covered or was it uncovered? B'yamayisachama or b'yamayisachashamim. You have to know clearly what time of the year it was, this meraglayim, to know when it would help and when it would not help. The other Mishnah says, v'tzorach v'sach v'shosh b'am, you have to, with each one of these, clean it 3 times, rub it 3 times. So, boy rabbi yamiya, tuya v'asui, when you rub it back and forth, chad, is that like one? Or do we maybe amtuya v'yasoya tati, back and forth, is it like two? My, what's the locha teiku? Vice by teiku. So, is it rubbing it back and forth, is that like one, or that's like two? And in other words, you have to do 3 times back and forwards. Have you like you said, you doesn't help. Turn rabbanon. Hiktim shniyim l'rishonim. You did the shniyim, the last four, before you did the first three. So, Tana Chodim, one brice, you will learn shniyim olo, the second one's help. Rishonim l'yol, the first ones are not help. For Tanya, there's another brice that says the opposite way, the rishonim olo, the first ones help. Loi shniyim l'yol, the second ones are not help. Some rabbi, your brice like this, EDVD, both means really shniyim olo, the second ones do help. For loi rishonim, not the first ones you did. Because what you did here was now, first you did the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and 7th. And then you did 1, 2, and 3. So, kids, so the 1, 2, and 3 works. My Rishonim, Rishonim like a Sidra, and Ishtim Lavrosan. I mean, to say the last 1, 2, and 3, they work. Then you continue on 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, Kolisha Shiesh Levestas Dayeshosa. That's the famous Aloha Dayeshosa. Then when she does see Dam, she's only Tommy from then on, and not from before. There's no Din Mace Lace. The Rabbonin, if she has a vestas. Now the Mishnah Chiddush here is V'yelo Hein HaVestas. These are new type of vestas we didn't have before. Up until now, we only had if she sees the same day, or she's the same time, like every third week, every fourth week, she sees every day, or else the 15th day of the Chiddush, she saw upon the days. Now we have a new type of vest called Vest HaGuf. Mefehekis means that, let's say, she yawns a lot. That before she gets a period, she yawns a lot. Or else, umateshes, or else she sneezes a lot. Or else, vechoshesu pepikris, or else she gets a special pain at the tip of her stomach, like she gets a special pain. Or else, vechifule meyeho, or else at the bottom of her, on the intestines, on the bottom part over there. Or else, vishafas, or vishafas, and she has a flow of dam. Which the Gemara asked the question, what's the chiddush of this? Every time we're talking about how she has dam, there's a flow of dam. So we'll see what that means for shefas. Now, kemin samarures, also she gets type of shivas before she has a period. So these are called aveses haguf, that before she gets a period, one of these things happen. But not just time she sneezes once or yawns once. I tell you, it means it happens a lot of times. After a long time, like an hour or so before she gets a period, she was sneezing for an hour before or yawning an hour before. So then that's called the vestas. That the next time she starts yawning like this, she has to be afraid she's going to see dam, and she has to be purged from her husband. Yeah. Other similar things also. If the goof changes, this is a little bit of a sign that the period's about to come. The whole shekavol or shleishapom. Anytime these things happen three times in a row, or three times, haray the vest, that's called the vest. So it's a shal exactly which part does the last Mishnah go. Some say it goes on Davka, Bechok Yetzer, and we'll see in the Gemara, things we add on, other things. So those other things, Chosh Kavas, Lashashpam, it happens three times. So somewhere three times means that the next three times she has a period, if she has these type of pains, that's Kaveh to be a vest Kavua. Others say no, that this is vest Haguf. Even one time is kaveya. So shlosh shapon means like before she had a period. Now she had these simonim three times in a row, like a set of sneezing or a set of yawning. If it happened three times, that's enough to be kaveya veset. You know, see in the Gemara. The other Gemara says the churat nina chodazim. We learned this first part of the Mishnah already. As the Gemara on Daf Beis, that we learned that kol isha sheyesh la vesis, any isha that has a vest kavua. So Daish also, when she sees down that tish, she's only Tomei from then on, not from before. So most is true. Hosom the vestas the yoima. Before we're talking about the vest of the day, the Rashi says Kagoin, mitesvav the tesvav, she sees every 15th day of the month. So that's a vest kavua for the days. So then we said it comes the 15th day of the month and she sees that day, she's only Tomei from then on and not from before. But Hoch here, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is the vest of the gufa, where Tishinu and the guf, the body, like we have these pains, and that's also called the vesis. And if she has this pain and then she sees dam, we say the dam only started to come now and not from before. Kiriktan, like it says, Eilu hein vestas, these are the vestas in our Mishnah. It says, Hois mefehekes, where she was yawning, res matesha, she was sneezing, res vechashesha, pipukrisa, she had a pain, the top of her stomach, or vishifulamia, on the bottom of the intestines, vishifas, or else she had a flow of dam. The next question, Shofas, Hoshofa Vyozlo, like what kind of vessel is this? She's seeing dam right now, that's the way she sees dam. What's the Chiddush over here? And Rashi says, Hoshofa Vyozlo, Veichinu a vest, what's the vest? Hoyavacho Yemerev, she sees dam. The whole time, like that mean there is now, she sees dam. There's a straight flow of dam. So, what's the Chiddush over here? Lechur Pshito. I mean, where's the vessel there? She's seeing dam the whole time. So it says, Omulula says like this, Omulula Bray, the Ravi Loi, that the case we're talking about over here is, Bishoifas, Dam Tomei Mitoich Dam Tor. That she's Shofas, she's letting out Dam Tomei after she was letting out Dam Tor. The Rashi says like this, Regida Lirais Dam Tor Trilo. Could be this Isha, the vest is like, first you see, let's say, green blood comes out. That's Tor. And after she sees a wild green blood, then red blood starts to come out. So that's called the vessel. And then every time she starts to see this green blood, she has to be afraid that after this she's going to see the red blood. That's also called the vest. That's what the Mishnah means, Shofas. That she started to see Dam Tor, and then after that it came out Dam Tome, that's called the vessel. That the next time this happens, she has to be afraid she's going to see Dam. And if she does see Dam the next time, we say Daishos, it only started there and not from before. Then it says, and kimin samimurus, a rosh gift to shivis. So in the name she says v'chein kiyotzebem, other type of simonim ashinu haguf also. What does the Mishnah mean to say? V'chein kiyot. What else does it come to include? V'chein kiyot from lasu yemai. So it says, Omar Rabba Barula. Lasu comes to include isha sheroisha kovod aleha, where her head becomes heavy, like she gets a bad headache. Or else v'yevu real kveitim, where her limbs become heavy. She feels very faint. V'roisesas, and she starts to shiver. V'goisa, and that's also when she starts to belch. So, if these things happen, these things are also called the Shinu Aguf. Yes, she shivers or she belches. And again, like Tais says, not just on one time, but it happens a long time before she sees the period, she starts to belch. So that's called a Ves. And the next time this happens, she has to be afraid for it, and if she sees Dam then, it's only Dain Shosa, we're not afraid it came before. Omar Afuna Bachia. Omar Shmuel, Harayomer was said like this: Liyomim Shnayim. This price sounds like Rabbi Shita, that when you want to be Kaveya Vested for the days, so if you see two times the same day, that's Kaveya Vested. This goes like Rabbi Shita, that two times is a Chazaka. So you saw the last 2 months on the 15th day of the month, so you Kaveya Vested. The next month, the 15th day is also. Oh, that's called the. L'yomim mishnayim, l'vestos achas. That means like our mishnei vest aguf, shin aguf. Even in one time you kaveya that vested. But l'mash l'monach chachomim, the special thing that does not say in our mishnah, but the chachomim say about that shin aguf. Those things need shloisha. Those things need three times that has to happen the shin aguf. Now the Gemara explains l'mash l'monach chachomim l'suyimai. What do you mean to say what we did not learn before? What the chachomim did not learn in the mishnah any place? What does that come to conclude that needs three times to be kaveya the chazaka? So my answer is Amar Rabbi Yosef, lasi comes to include roish shekovod aleha, that her head is very heavy, like a headache she has. Rosh v'yevu rel kaveya the aleha, rosh her limbs are very heavy. Rosh roisesa she shivers, rosh v'goisa she belches. So these are things that were not learned before. So my answer is one. So my Amar Abaye says back, my kamashma, what are you teaching me? Masnisani. That's now Mishnah, because now Mishnah also said, the Mishnah ended off and said, V'chein ki yoytzebem, or the similar things also, to Pirsho Rabba Barulo, that's what he marked by our Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, V'chein ki yoytzebem, he said, that's what the Mishnah means. That's the top of the Gemara that Rabba Barulo says, Lasui comes to include, Isha Shiroisha Kovod Lever Ver Kredim Aleh. So he comes to include these things, so what's your Chiddush then? So the answer is, so the pasha El Rav Amar Abaye, Lasi comes to include what it means Shleimoni Chachamim, that these things have to happen three times. That means Lasui Ochel Shum. Let's say she ate garlic, and then Verosa she saw dam because of that. Veros V'Ochel Betzolim she ate onions, Verosa and she saw dam because of that. These things have to happen three times. The last three periods have to be that after she ate some garlic that caused her to see dam three times. Or else, cause herself a problem. She was chewing some strong pepper for us, so that made her see. So these things are not such a big shinu aguf. These things need three times. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Yosef said, Loishmi li yoshmaitata. He doesn't like this halach. He did not learn it. Means he did not hold like this. Rashi says, Oshmaitata, Tishmul di yom li yom shnayim levestes echad. We said before, then two times you need to convey a vest of yamim, and one time is enough to convey a vest of a shinu maguf like in the Mishnah. So the Yosef said he doesn't like that. Omalei Abaye said back to him, At Amrisa Nalon, you yourself taught us this. Like we know, Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, and Abaye was reminding him, and you yourself taught us this. And Vayeho Amrisa Nalon, you learned this on this halacha. It's all like this, Hoysa Lemuda Lias Roya. She was used to see them, Hoysa Lemuda Lias Roya Yom Chamishosa. She used to have a vest kavua the 15th day of the month. What happened was the shin soli yom esrim, and she changed now the 4th month. She didn't see on the 15th day, but she went to the 20th day. She first saw then. So lach was now zev zasurim. The next month, both days are still also the 15th day, because she was not oikah the vest kavua, and also the 20th day, because that happened one time. What's going to be, she skips Shloisha Pom Liyom Esrim, she skips three times to the 20th day, so she's Oiker the first vest three times, they have next 3 months, it happens, she went to the 20th day, so Huti Yom Chemishos, the 15th day, becomes Mut, it's not a vest anymore. And instead, the Kovul Liyom Esrim, she has a new vest Kavu every 20th day of the month, she has to be afraid now. Because the Klal is, she only has a vest kavua after she has it three times, and so that's what the Mishnah says. And on this, you Yosef yourself taught us, and said this on Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Zazu Divrei Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rabbi. These are the words of Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rabbi. Shomi says over Shmuel Gamliel that he holds his sheiter is three times as a chazaka. So therefore, you have to see three times in a row to have this chazaka. Then it's called the vest kavua. But Yishna al-Vechachom and the Chom say, Ruaso, if she sees, and a tzricha le-lishanis le-lishalish, she sees one time, that's enough. She doesn't have to do it a second time, not a third time. That's what it says here. Now on this, we are mimi l'cho. We ask back to you, le-shanis shematlan, if you say you don't have to do it a second time, le-shalish mi-boi, like, what do you have to say you have to do it a third time for? If you don't do it a second time, she don't have to do it a third time. The amount to learn, and you told us like this, Lishanas Pevestes. That means a vest haguf, you don't have to do it a second time. Like in our Mishnah, it's enough one time. After one time, it's called a vest. And Lishalish, what I mean to say, you don't have to do it three times, that's biyamim. That you don't have to have three times, not just have two times. That's by a vest of yamim. Because that's going according to Rebbe Shita, they have to two times call the chazaka. So Moses says, "V'neimer, why don't you answer back and say Zudivrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Like how come the first one, Sarem of Yudah Mashmul, says Zudivrei Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe? They said, oh, V'neimer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Let him say Stam. V'neimer, let him say directly. These are words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that he holds three times makes the chazaka. So Moses says true, but I tell you, Hokamashmulon that Shmuel." What does Shmuel come to teach us? That the Gamliel Barebi is Krab Shimon Gamliel Srila, he also is like a Shimon Gamliel. Now that he holds three times makes a chazaka. So therefore a chazaka to see a vest kavua for days, it's only if it happened three times in a row, like the last 3 months, you always saw on the 15th day of the month, that's kavaya vest kavua. That's what we hold. Penachan, according to Rebbe Shita, two times is enough to be kavaya a chazaka. So the kaveya vests. So after two times is enough, you don't need a third time. But I call upon him, this is only by vest of yomim. But vest haguf, mashmir, they both agree, vest haguf, like it says, now mishnah, it's enough after one time. If it happened one time, that's called a vest. Now the mishnah says, what's going to be hoysalamud elias roya betchilas avestas? Let's say she used to see at the beginning of a vestet. Rashi says it means by vest of the gufa koma. When she started to have this sneezing or this belching or this yawning, let's say at the beginning of it she used to see the dam. Then the locha is that kol ha tyrus she saw the teicha vestas tmeis. Any tyrus that she's working with while she has these simonim, we have to be afraid that she's tamei. But let's say besides her vessel, let's say she usually sees the dam after she yawns for an hour or so. Then the locha is kol ha tyrus she saw the teicha vestas tyrus. All the tyrus she was Isaac in while she was yawning is still tall, because usually the dam only comes at the end of the yawning. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Yomim Vishois. Who are the days and hours also is called Vestas. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means, what Yossi means to say. That even by days, also if you know exactly what hour of the day the vest comes, so that's it. She's only Yossi that hour and not more, that's it. Not before, not afterwards. Now, that's called Af Yom Vishois Vestis. A vest can even be an exact hour or exact time, exact day. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hois Lamuda Lios Roya Manetzachama? She used to see Dam at the beginning of the day, Manetzachama. Fein Asur Elim Manetzachama. She's only also Bashas Manetzachama, which she usually sees, that's all, not before, not after. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yudai Mino, Kol HaYom Shalom. Kol HaYom Shalom means the whole day she's Taka Mutter, but the night before she's Zosa. See in the Gemara exactly what this means. that he holds when you have a vest kavua, she's also the whole aina, the whole 12-hour period, either the day or the night. Now the Gemara says, Tony, learn like this. Kate said, what's the case? Kate said, Amr Rabbi Yosi, that Yomim Vishoyis Vestas. Where's the case that he said, days and hours are Vestas? Means like this, Hois Lemuda Lias Roye Miyom Esrim Liyom Esrim. She used to see every 20th day, from 20 to 20, used to see exactly the sixth hour of the day. That's when she used to see. So loch was like this. Hegiya yom esrim. It comes the 20th day of the Rosh. She didn't see yet. Sarsu l'shamis kol sheish shoyis v'shoynis. The first 6 hours she's also. Divra Reb Yuda. These are words of Reb Yuda. Why? Because this is the oino. This is the period that she usually sees. The 12-hour period according to Reb Yuda. However, Reb Yosi no matter, Reb Yosi holds no, ad shei shos until 12 o'clock, because the first 6 hours of the day she doesn't see; she only sees the after 6 hours of the day. The yichay sheshes b'shei shos, the 6th hour of the day, that's when you have to be afraid. Maybe she's going to see then. That's when she's awesome, and that's when the tyrus atemayus. What's going to be the over shei shos, the past part of the 6th hour, and v'loyro, so she knows for sure she did not see. So again. These are words of Reb Yehuda, that she's also the whole period of that day that she's going to see. So the whole 12 hours, the whole day she's also, even after that time passed by. But again, Reb Yosi Matim and Amincha Lamar, Reb Yosi Yotz, no, she's only also that 1 hour, the 6th hour that she usually sees. But after the 6th hour passes by, she becomes Mutter again. That's Reb Yosi Mitzvah in the Mishnah, that Yomim Vishoyis Vestois. Not only is the day of Veset, but even the hour of that day. If she always sees 1 hour to 12 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when she always sees. So she's only Yosa that hour, not before, not afterwards. Then the Mishnah said, what's going to be Hoist Lamuda? She was seeing him on Eitzach Amo. So most of the Vatani would learn like this. We have Yudha says, Kol Halayla Shalom. Not like our Mishnah, that the whole night time she's Mutta. Shalom means she's Mutta. And she's only Yosa by day. And now Mishnah says just the opposite. Says Kol Hayom Shalosh. She's mutter by day, but she's also at night time. So Moshe says Lakash. There's no stira. Hod Regila Liras Petchilas Yomama. If when Eitzach Amo can mean either right before daybreak, or even right after. So when she saw at the beginning of the day after daybreak and Echnami, then she's also the whole day, but she's mutter the night before. Hod Regila Liras Pesayf Laila. After we say the whole day she's mutter, it says now Mishnah, Kol Yom Shalom, that's what she saw at the end of the night. So therefore she's only Yosa that night, but the next day she's mutter. Tonichol, run like this. One verse says, Reb Yehuda Oisro Lefnei Vesta. Have you those she's also to live with her husband before the vest? Or Matira Liacha Vesta, but after the vest passes by, then she's mutter. For Tani, another verse says the opposite. That Oisro Liyachar Vesta, she's also live with her husband after the vest passes by, but Umatir Lefnei Vesta, before the vest comes, then she's Muta. So who is the Stira? So Moses says, no, again, Blakash is no Stira. Hodr Gidl Lemechsei Besoif Laila. If she usually sees Ramesh right at the end of the night, so then she's also before, but right after the night goes by, but daytime she's Muta. She's only also that Oinya, that period of 12 hours, when she sees either by day or by night. And the second case talking about to regila lemechsei betchilas yomama, she sees at the beginning of the day, so then she's also the whole day, but the night before she's mutter. Amar Rabbi Rava says she no loch Rabbi Yehuda, pasla Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosi, that any time she sees a veset, that whole 12-hour period is also either the whole day or the whole night, not just the 1 hour that she sees. So Rava says, is this true? Mi Amar Rava, how is it true? Rava said like this. For a tiny learner this, the Pasuk says, V'yizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. That b'nei Yisrael should watch themselves from tumah. Because from here we say, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Azor, it's a warning of b'nei Yisrael, sheyifpashum yisusayim. They should stay away from their wives, somach levestem, before the veset. So mashma that they're also before the veset. V'kam how much before, m'rov oina. It says in oina, period of time, pashim means 12 hours. So Moshe says, my love doesn't mean to say oina achriti. That not only the 12 hours that she actually sees in, but even 12 hours before. So she should be just not only that day, but even the night before also. So Moshe says, Lord, it's not the pshat. It could be oisa oina. It just, she's only yosa that period of time that she sees. If she sees by day, she's only yosa by day. If she sees at night, she's only yosa at night time. So what's the, that's the pshat. Then v'tati lomli, why does that have to say twice for? This din of Yisartim and our Mishnah, the Ochlak of Yehuda. So most of three, we need both halachas. Di Yashmin, we just would learn Di Yashmin and Ho, have a min in the middle of Tyrus. If we just learned of our Mishnah about Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, I would have thought it's only for Tyrus, she's also though 12 hours before. Well, by the Lord, maybe to her husband though, there's no issa. For her husband, she doesn't have to be afraid, she's allowed to live with her husband. If Kamash from the Stasik this happened, she had to stay away from her husband. IV me, but just from the halacha of this pasuk v'zahartem, to have b'shas vesta, she's also to be with her husband. Havamina, I would have thought to say, somach leves, what does that mean? Or in achriti. Not only the day or the night that she usually sees, but even a 12-hour period before. Is kamash mullah and oisoy, and kamash no, only that 12 hours she's also to, and not before, not anoint before. Even though lemais halacha would like a machma to say, if a vest comes out the daytime, she's also the night before also. That's a chumrah. But kopon in Gemara, it's mashnalatet. And whereas mashma, she's only yosa that period and not the 12 hours before. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoysa lemudo lios roya yom tezvov? She used to always see a period on the 15th day of the month. Vishin said she changed now lios roya liyom chof. The fourth month, she saw the 20th day. So locher is there, is assumed the next month, both days are also to live with her husband, the 15th and the 20th day. Shinsa, let's say it happened the 5th month also, that she skipped Liyam Chot the 20th day, not the 15th, but still, Zev is Asurim, she starts to be afraid for the 15th day, because she didn't oiker it 3 times. What's going to be though, Shinsa Gimel Pomim, even the 6th month, she also saw Liyam Chot on the 20th day, now the locher is Hutra Tezvov, the 15th day becomes Mutam, for Kovalo Yenchov, and now the 20th day is like a new vest kavua. She's only just now the 20th day of the month. And this is the klal, Sheinisha Kavas Laveses Achetikvenu Dimapomim. Anisha first has a vest kavua. If it happens 3 times, Stanish like a Shem Gamliel, Kazak is after 3 times. And Vienna Metaherisman of Vesta, she can't get rid of that vest. Like I say, she doesn't have to be afraid of that day anymore. Achetikvenu Dimapomim. Until 3 times appears by that day and she did not see. That's the shalom. She has to be convey a new verset, or just enough she doesn't see. As long as she didn't see, that's enough. A covenant has to happen 3 times that she didn't see. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.